the train to place in the hearse at 11 p.m. 150 years ago, right now.
150 years ago, on this windswept spot near Lake Michigan in Chicago, the coffin holding the remains of assassinated President Abraham Lincoln began a somber return to his hometown of Springfield.
It was total silence, and they took the coffin out of the train and through the large Gothic arch, 40 feet tall.
Dan Weinberg of the Abraham Lincoln Bookshop in Chicago says a concerted effort was made to remain faithful to the past while planning the 150th anniversary commemoration.
There were 36 states of the Union, and they had one young woman dressed in white with a crepe around the dress, each with a lily, that stood at the side of the hearse and then, at the appointed moment, walked around the hearse and placed the lily on the coffin.
Equally faithful to the events that unfolded 150 years ago was the carefully choreographed reenactment of the procession of Lincoln's body as it arrived in Springfield, May 3, 1865. The replicated coffin and hearse that traveled through Springfield's downtown streets drew thousands of onlookers, young and old, many who dressed in ornately designed period military uniforms and costumes, like Diane and Charles Sanders.
This is a very special occasion. Lincoln was an Illinoisan. He was one of our favorite sons, as well as a renowned national figure.
Sanders says the massive turnout for this event 150 years later is a testament to Lincoln's lasting legacy as the great emancipator who ended slavery in the United States.
People of all races, people of all persuasions, identify with what Lincoln stood for. And we're trying to reconnect today. We're coming back to that. We're trying to reconnect with what Lincoln stood for and what he did.
He's more of a myth than a man.
Pomone Rami of the DuSable Museum of African American History says Abraham Lincoln's assassination on April 15, 1865, at the close of the Civil War, elevated the 16th president's status in America's collective memory.
It's by no accident that we remember the fact that he was murdered. You know, as President Douglas said, had he maybe lived to be an old man, our appreciation might have been different, you know. So I think people will always look back and be questioning and judging the impact that he had.
But in the crowd of history enthusiasts who gathered in Springfield, the lens of time focuses on the legacy of one of the most well-known and respected figures in American history. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Springfield, Illinois.